Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Well, top of the day to everybody out there. Today is April the 13th. You are here with Radio Connections with PACE on our live YouTube streaming. Your host, Gina Pagnotta Murphy, president of PACE, and I'm here with my favorite person.
The co-host, Ebony Walton, vice president of PACE. How are you doing today, Gina?
New glasses from the dollar store, but I'm doing pretty good.
They look good.
You know, I couldn't believe, you know, dollar store have everything, but I was sitting up at there looking at these glasses and trying them on like they were, you know, big time designer glasses. I was there 15 minutes trying to get $1 worth of glasses. But since they were a dollar, guess what I did? I bought
Everything is going good. How it's hot outside.
I know. And pollen is everywhere. And I'm trying to look so spiffy for you guys on the thing, but this thing is not working well with me, so please forgive me for that. But anyway.
You try to get dressed up.
Yeah, I'm like sitting. I don't know if it's me.
I think you're sitting on it.
No, it's your couch. But anyway, don't put it on me. How are you guys doing out there? I hope you all have been safe. We do have some prayers that we want to do some shout-out prayers concerned to my sorority sister and her son, Elsie Jefferson and Evan Jefferson, who is currently in the hospital, different hospitals with COVID. So please keep them in prayer. She's my Sarah. And then my daughter, Shawanda Wilson, keep her in prayer. She's not COVID-related, but she has some pretty issues going on with, you know, some seizures and stuff, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it, but it's so close to home. So keep her in prayer. Put on your prayer table, your prayer watch group, prayer lines, and all the other ones that we haven't got any calls yet, you know, but I know there's some out there that's still healing, going through it, got family members. So we reach out to you guys and keeping you in prayer. So the inspiration of the week, okay. Mary. The human spirit is virtually indestructible, and its ability to rise from the ashes remains as long as the body draws breath.
Ooh, like a phoenix.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
I wish we could have had a blog, you know, we could have put the phoenix up there, but, you know, we get there, right?
We're not going to do it today.
So the song of the week is It's All About Love by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Y'all remember that song? It's all about love, yeah. Y'all remember that? Oh, gosh. That's what we need in this world right now, some love and sympathy, and from the city workers to the leaders to politics and all of that. All About Love. I saw All About Love with you at your birthday party at the...
Oh, yes.
Shout out to all the folks that was at Ebony's party at, where were we?
We went to Sweetwater Park. Sweetwater Park and over there in Cobb County, or Douglas County, I think it is.
Boy.
But it was nice. It was really nice. My dad was out there 7 in the morning.
Wow.
Barbecuing that's all by himself.
All About Love.
Isn't it?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Isn't it? It was nice.
Somebody to be out there that early for you.
And I had just told him Friday he was going to have to cook for me. So
that was a wonderful birthday. How about that?
It was.
Shout out to the team and your sisters. And I met your mom for the first time in person and your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I was a little scary going there, I sit on the edge of the bench.
But she came.
I was masked up all the way out.
Yeah.
But I love the water and Sweetwater. I haven't been out there before.
It was nice.
And people was. I like the way the benches are set up under the trees, and so you didn't have to be in the sun.
It was nice.
It was social distancing. I didn't like the idea. A lot of folks didn't have a mask on.
Yeah, it was a little more crowded than it used. It's really not that crowded all the time, but I guess people trying to get out. They've been stuck in the house. And, you know,
But
it was nice.
I enjoy it. So anytime you guys want to go and just have a nice look at the lake, you know, go to Sweetwater. It's pretty good because I used to be crazy about Lake Allatoona until they got
just
too many people, and it's not user-friendly to be near the water. But Sweetwater is.
It was nice. And then Gina took me out to lunch. We went to lunch that Friday on my birthday. We went to Highland Bistro, which was really good.
Yes, let's give a shout out to them.
Yeah, that was really good. They were... it's a Black-owned business, and I think they just started a month ago, he said. They just opened a month or 2 months they've been there, but they had this salmon dish that was really good. No, I didn't have to add any extra seasoning to it at all.
Yeah, I had that too. That was real. I ate it all. You have some stuff.
But I ate it still. Then my sisters then took me out to the Vortex. I had never been there.
Oh, you partied all over the place.
The whole weekend I was busy.
Uh-oh.
We went to the Vortex COVID test night. I got my shot. Remember?
And I hope it's not that Johnson and Johnson shot.
No, Pfizer. I went with Pfizer.
Oh, okay.
So we had a good time. My best friend took me out Saturday, but we had a good time.
So we give a shout out to anytime, and that's off Highland Avenue.
Yes.
So if you guys want to go out there, please do. Also, we want to give a shout out to the WSA Subcommittee Training Group. Mr. Ben Martin is the chairperson of that, and they're doing a wonderful job. I think it was Melissa Jordan and Tamika, and myself is on it, so give a little props. But shout out to that group because they, you know, they're trying their best to do what they need to do as far as training. You know, because we had an employee that got electrocuted, you know, by mistake. You know, the boom truck.
Remember that? Yeah.
And so we had never really had that issue before. So we had to do some training and they're trying to get it approved through the administration so that we can do citywide training with it. But I learned some stuff. Yeah. I didn't know what to do when you're getting out of a car, you know, when the power lines fall down. But it's all, you know, so hopefully it can roll out and everybody will know what to do. I call it doing the shuffle when you're coming out.
Yeah.
So also, and it's the Dispatchers Week this week.
It is April 11th through 17th. It is Telecommunications Week, National Telecommunications Week, where you thank all your police dispatchers, any type of telecommunications, but you're in dispatch 911. So we have activities every day at the center. I haven't been there. I've been off. So I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think it's blackout. We're wearing all black.
Uh-huh.
And Thursday we do an award ceremony, and which is going to be really nice because you've seen some of the awards we were able to get for some of the employees.
Uh-huh.
And Friday is school spirit day. Then Saturday they end it off, but they have food every day. But it's just, you know, the dispatchers are the people you don't see, you don't hear. Only when something go wrong, then you hear the phone call on the news. But it's not like police or fire where you see them on scene. They are that voice that
They're the first responders.
Yeah, and I saw something in the news. I have to tell you about it later, about they trying to reintroduce the bill again for first responders.
Okay.
So I saw that in the news the last week. So
for the city?
For nationwide. Yes, nationwide. So I think
why can't this city just go over and out like we asked them to
so they can be the first?
You know, people can model off after us.
I don't know. I have no idea. They need to. It gives the dispatchers access to other, like for PTSD, for psych services, really. That's one of the main things that they need. So
so we give shout outs to, while you're speaking of that, shout outs to Dr. Govan.
EAP.
EAP for the city. Yes. And hopefully that she will be able to do what we met about and her suggestions. And
they put that meeting on hold.
Wow. Wonder why.
They put it on hold for a minute. So we reached out to them. They put it on hold trying. They waiting for the majors to respond, I believe.
What major?
Our major, Villaroy. So
That one?
Yes.
Major B?
Major B. We wait. I guess they're waiting on him to respond.
I keep my mouth shut for now, y'all. You hear me? For now. Let's move on.
Please move on.
So we did our shout outs for the week. Okay, we got some gossip. Okay. That gossip. Do you want to be the first or do you want me to go? Got gossip. Okay.
Well, we have another, the officer, want to bring the officer in from Minnesota?
Yeah, you can talk about that.
It was a female officer, too, that shot the guy. And they said that she hollered taser, but she ended up shooting him with a weapon.
So what's the purpose of you hollering taser?
I don't know that part. I don't know how they wear. Yeah.
Any police officer out there, I'm just curious, if you get in this podcast, I'm just curious, is that a protocol that you do? You holler taser because you're getting ready to tase the person?
Preparing or telling your partner?
Why would you do that?
And is the taser on the same side of you as your weapon? I would imagine that the taser is not as heavy as a gun. I wouldn't think so. It doesn't hold bullets or anything. Unless you're just in the moment, I don't know. Unless you're in the moment and you grab the wrong thing.
Now, you said bullets. You know, that's street slang.
No,
it's rounds.
Rounds. Bullets
is street slang.
Okay. Bullets.
Rounds.
Bullets. They have bullets in the gun, not in the taser. So I don't know. It's unfortunate. And I think the young man was 20 years old. It was 20 years old.
You know I don't watch the news. Yeah. I just hear. That's why I call it gossip.
Yeah.
So you're going to be the one to tell me what's going on.
And then, took me back to, I had a phone call a couple of weeks ago while at work, and the lady was hysterical on the phone because her son had called her. He had been pulled over by an officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the conversation between the son and the mom was, but she called 911. And she said, I just need a sergeant out there. I just want my son to come home. I just want him to come out. And she just started crying on the phone. And I was like, well, ma'am, what's going on? She said he's been stopped by an officer, and she just wanted to make sure he comes home because she heard him fussing in the background. And so I got a sergeant on the phone. It was somewhere in Zone 4. And the sergeant, he was real, showing a lot of empathy with him. He said, ma'am, I'll go ahead and go on out there and see what we can do for the situation. But she was just crying. She lost a son last year. I don't know if it's the same situation, but she lost a son last year, and she was just hysterical. She just did not. And that's just where it brings people when that happens. It's really bad.
I saw an episode on Martin the other day because, I do a lot of Martin. I do all his episodes because he makes me laugh. He's just funny. And one of the episodes, they were driving him, Tommy, Gina, and Pam, and the other guy, the little crazy one, that'd be, whatever that stuff is. Anyway, they were in the car, and they got pulled over by the police, and you heard him say, put your hands on the wheel, and all of them reached over there, and he said, just the driver. I thought that was kind of cute and funny. But that's sad that you're that fearful, So you're telling me now, when if I ever get pulled over for whatever, I can't fuss no more, and
because
it don't matter what gender you are now, they're taking you down. And that's sad that we, isn't Minnesota the same place where?
It is, George Floyd.
Oh my goodness.
Then I saw in the news they had a Army sergeant, I want to say it was a black male. He had been pepper sprayed.
Oh, I think I saw that when he was in his
They pepper sprayed them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to me, that shows that it's more racism than anything because why would you? He was in uniform, and he was at a gas pump. I don't know the beginning of the video. I don't know.
But how do you deal? How do we fix? Okay, so how do we fix? How do you deal with this day to day? You're married to a police officer, I say y'all.
Okay.
But your mate is a police officer.
So I guess
officer.
If she said it's factual, huh?
Ask a police officer. And you have to, 911, and he has to go through. How do you engage, and how is your spirit with all of that? And how is he taking all of this? It's got to be hard, but do y'all have discussion about this?
I would ask him, is this something, how do y'all do this? And he'd say, no. But the training, the training seems to have been changed. I know with the city, they don't do the same training that they used to. But he doesn't have any issues with it. He says, treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's what he does.
Oh.
We've ran into a couple of people that he's locked up, and they just, man, how you doing, so-and-so? It was, if you hadn't have done this, then I don't know where I would be. So I don't, the way he does things is different than, I guess, someone else.
So does him, so does he get, does he, has he said that he's felt any racism towards him within the department?
No, he hasn't stated that. I hadn't asked that question.
But he don't look like the type that will let it go by anyway.
No,
he going to call you out.
Yeah. He's not gonna
y'all remember last week when he walked in the door, I said, Madea gone, I'm out.
He's not mean.
Uh-huh.
Tamara.
I see you. She knew what she was doing. Yeah, that's what they saying. She's a liar. Oh, yes. Okay, Miss Tamara Williams. They pepper sprayed him, and I'm not understanding this foolishness. We all aren't. And thank you for chatting me in, Tamara. The thing is, I don't understand either. How do we stop this? Where do we get a hold of this? Because remember how this started way back
yeah.
with Martin Luther King. We had leaders. We had the people to march. We had the people that we could look up to that took on that presence.
They have the same people. You have your Al Sharpton. You have different other radio hosts or whatever. But now I don't know how well they are. To me, like I called you yesterday because I was listening to the Derek Bozeman show.
And what did Mr. Derek Bozeman have to say? That's my favorite person. I love him.
I do. I really do. He talked about things. People just
are not so controversial.
And he very much controversial. I love it.
So what did he say to get me there?
He just said that the Atlanta Police Union, he wasn't too fond of that. We'll say that. Well,
okay.
He didn't speak highly of that.
I want you to say exactly what Mr. Bozeman said.
He stated that for the candidates that are running for mayor,
mm-hmm.
don't take the contributions from the police.
Well, they got to take some money
because, you know, they're just not in the right light right now.
Well,
and
so
I mean,
you're thinking why? So if they take money, why?
He said several things about the police, and I get it. I understand, you know, but like you said, by me working there and seeing the different sides,
mm-hmm.
like the videos that they show, they're only going to
mm-hmm.
show a piece of video. We never see the whole video
to the
end.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, well, now maybe.
How do we stop all this?
It's nothing you can do because the news media is going to show what the news media wants to show, and they'll keep rounding everything up. If we just show this piece, no, we're not going to take this piece here. We're going to show this piece right here because it's going to create chaos. The news loves the chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
They love it.
And see, but the thing is, my point of view, this is my point of view,
okay.
Gina's point of view,
Gina,
is when you say union, because we are union,
yes.
I feel attacked.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the scenario is, because the union is not protecting anybody from doing wrong.
Exactly.
And people get the wrong impression about the union.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that you all understand out there, we don't protect you from doing wrong. The union protects the processes. And we don't have processes in place. You'll have the muck all over the place.
Yes, yes, yes.
And because the Atlanta City Police or any police department is in the news more than they're seeing things because they're shooting and it's
mm-hmm.
killing people. And so they're more volatile to be out there in the news. Mm-hmm. And they are supported by their union that they pay dues to. It's the same, but not killing people on the inside with other workers like the unions we have where people are being mistreated,
exactly.
sexual harassed, raped,
yeah.
Talked to any kind of way, fired for wrongful reasons, stressing people out, don't care, you know. And the union is there to help and support that you are not doing the wrong thing. So I understand how Mr. Bozeman feels about that, and I can understand how people that don't really know what unions are about feel about that.
Yeah.
You know, that right now, because the police is in the limelight, they're killing folks, and it's a racism. But at the end of the day, you can remove all the unions out of the world and no more unions ever. You're still going to have racism.
You're still gonna have it going
so
on.
At this
and it's
point,
the judicial thing, because he was saying that, Mr. Bozeman also stated that the unions are the ones that are getting the officers off.
No.
But it's not the union.
No.
The union
there's not
make
no
sure
union.
That everything goes, everybody's treated,
the, right.
their due process.
The unions never can get nobody off.
No.
That is what's coming. That's coming from your administration or that's coming from judicial system, the civil service hearings, whatever level it is, those are the ones that make those decisions, whether those employees are hired or fired at the end of the day. So please, I'm going to have to call Bozeman Derrick. You know, he used to be a city council person, so he know me.
Yeah.
And I call him in a minute. I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Yeah, and I love him. I do. I like his platform because
he called people out. But every now and then we can agree to disagree. So I see we got a lot of chat coming in. The office are part of a system. You're right. Thank you, Mr. Martin. Tamara, and it is a case by case. Yes, it is.
And
the news,
she
said the news is a lie. Are you saying what Trump is saying? Fake news? Okay.
Well, the news media, they do what they want ratings.
Okay.
And they're going to do what they need to do to get ratings. Just like you would give a story to a newscaster, they're just going to take a piece of it.
Right.
The part that's going to make,
because they want ratings.
Sound good. Exactly. And then they're not going to put the rest of it in there until someone else leak it out. That's what they're supposed to
and
do.
And they don't like the people that tell the truth.
Exactly.
So you have that issue.
So we have to be able to make those decisions yourself and say, hey, I'm not going to just say this is guilty or this is not until you see the full story. We have that choice.
Yeah. And Mr. Martin is saying we need to take a systems approach of upstream thinking approach to problem solving. Absolutely. Absolutely. But who will come to that table? Who is willing to do that? Okay, so Mr. Bozeman said no political funds from the Atlanta police because it'll make that candidate look like,
they're supporting.
But at the end of the day, we have to talk about a system. You can't fire every police officer.
Because when something happens, who do you call?
911.
Exactly.
First responders. You're going to run out there with your gun?
Yeah, I'm not running nowhere. I'm
ripping.
With my weapon, with bullets. With bullets.
In the military, they say weapon and round because that's to serve and protect. Guns and bullets
are
kill.
Dangerous. Okay.
Okay, that's the difference.
We'll change it.
So that's the street logging for bullets and guns versus the political correct, what do you call it, politically correct is weapons and round.
Yes.
That's smart.
Sometimes.
That's so smart.
Sometimes.
But anyway, listen, just tell your children, drive, not being dirty. You know that's that street word. I learned that.
What is being dirty to you?
I don't really know. Somebody
driving probably without license under the influence or something like that.
Marijuana. What's the other?
Mary Jane.
You know what, Mary? It took me a long time to understand Rick James, what he was talking about. I thought he was really talking about some girl named Mary Jane. I really thought, I was like, that's great. Mary Jane is crazy.
Yeah.
That took me a while, but I'm not embarrassed to say that. It was old school. So system approach includes policy training on people skills, technical skills, and rewards and recognitions for exhibiting desired behavior. Wow. Way to go, Mr. Martin. And Tamara says some people aren't meant to be officers. Absolutely.
That's true. You know, now one thing that I think Derrick Bozeman said and the other guy that's on that show earlier that day, what is his name? Anyway, that to be officers, most of the officers don't live in the city. They don't know the people. And so they should take a different approach with the hiring process maybe. And I know a lot of the city people don't want to be an officer problem. You know, they work there. But it will help some, but they probably should do some type of psychological exam.
I thought they did.
An exam that will kind of weed out prejudice. A prejudiced person is going to be prejudiced, right? So you can ask them any kind of question. It's still going to be, his response is going to be a prejudiced response, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if you psychologically, if you put it in the exam and you give them a question that will reflect to being prejudiced. Say, I don't know, how do you feel about whatever race that you want to put in there, right? And whatever their response is, they're going to give you a response that's going to warrant you to say, maybe he might be thinking something. Or some kind of questions in there that they can trick that people are going to be who they are. That's what I've really, people will be who they are.
Oh, you hear this philosopher over here? Oh, my goodness. What book have you read?
I'm just saying, if you do that, to me, it seems
I agree with you 100%.
It would trigger it.
But here's my thing. So what's the difference between prejudice and racism?
That's a good one. Let me write that one down. Prejudice and racism. Anybody out there in the podcast, you all know, chime in. Prejudice and definition, and then tell me what racism is.
So that means if you racism because like light skin and dark skin, let's see, am I prejudiced against a dark skin, or is that racism against the light? Oh, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, which one are we?
Let's look in your phone. Ask your phone. You
call,
you
I'm not asking phone. Google because Google.
What is Google mad at me right now?
Google has been blocked on my phone because it's tired of me asking everything.
Everything.
No.
I want to see.
Okay, let's see what we got. Even when you teach them, people will veer left or right and adapt to their own way of doing whatever they want with that power.
They will.
Thank you, Angie. Thank you for that response. And Tamara says exactly. And hey,
they will. They will. You can. They can go through the whole process. And but see, if the like I said, if I think if they do a psychological exam that will trick or trigger, psychologists do it all the time. Them little ink block tests and everything. And we thinking, yeah, we be thinking it's something else, but they looking for something totally different. So if you can do that for racism or finding prejudice in someone, you might not get them all because some of them might think, I wonder if they looking for if I'm being prejudiced. And then they could think that hard, but some of them are so
arrogant
about, you know, it. They those too, but it can it will diminish
all
some, not all.
Well, if your heartbeat when I ask you, are you prejudiced?
If your heartbeat,
goes fast, you're prejudiced.
I don't know. I don't think that's. I don't know.
Oh, so
we, I don't know. We, but everybody has a piece of prejudice in them. I think
you do.
Maybe everybody
has. I do. Yeah.
Against what?
You should have seen. Y'all should have seen how she treated me out there. This
Oh my gosh! Because this was her first time, I waited.
It was only two of us out there, my bright skinned, and I had to beg to get some food.
That is so not true. That's not true. But you the one went to the casino.
Oh, we got this. Racism is prejudice, discrimination, or anti. I say that word now. Come on now, Tamara. Help me out. It's directed against a person. Antagonism directed against a person. Let's repeat that. Racism is prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against a person. Hmm. Thank you for that.
So they both the same, sort of.
Okay.
So racism is like a systematic thing. It's cross, but
for prejudice, I looked it up in the picture.
Is that Google or Webster?
This is Oxford.
Oh,
but it says it's a preconceived, this is prejudice, a preconceived opinion that is not based on a reason, on reason or actual experience. That's a given prejudice against people from different backgrounds.
Okay.
That could be one, right? And so then you have, let's see, for racism.
Okay, so what does that mean? That's already be a prejudice as a perceived
notion. It's your perceived notion. How you already feel about somebody.
So then if you have feelings.
Like a certain gender or race.
If you have feelings,
mm-hmm.
and don't feelings trigger energy and anxiety and nerves where you can put on like a blood pressure cup.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ask you, are you prejudiced? And it moves up the Richter scale, you can't be hired. That's what I would do. I know how to put me in charge. I know how to wrap this up in a heartbeat.
And then racism, like what she said, that's what she, what Tamara, did Tamara say that? She got that. And it's the belief that the different races possess distinct characteristics, abilities, and qualities, especially so to distinguish them as inferior or, wait a minute, I watched this show the other night, which brings me to this. I told you about it yesterday. I don't know if y'all been watching it, but it's called,
That's the movie of the week.
Oh,
we forgot to tell y'all the movie.
I got so angry.
That I can't watch. I started. Nope. Shut it down.
You have to just to see because it's something like the one you told me about to watch. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's two things is going on.
Okay.
They being discriminated against because they are black up class black family moved into an all-white neighborhood, and then some kind
long
of...
Long answers already.
Yeah. And then something else is going on. So the banks are in with the one police guy. They're targeting the blacks to come to the location, right? Knowing that the people don't want the blacks there, they targeted them to come to that location to raise up the value and to move others out. Isn't that something? I'm not finished watching it. It's still going on. It's real heavy.
So you're saying the movie of the week is them?
Yes. It's a show.
It's a series.
It's a series. Yeah, it's not a movie. It's a series.
I don't really like
it. And it's on Amazon.
But anyway,
it's on Amazon. It's just the first season, and I'm just curious to see what.
Well, I have a question. Yes. I have a question to the viewers and listeners out there. Okay, and tell me if this is prejudice or racism or whichever. Okay, so we at the park, right? And her mom has a little white dog, and the little white dog is completely deaf. This ain't no lie.
No, not
completely deaf. And every time a light skinned person came by this dog, it started barking.
And the people
that barked at me. And the people that had the turbans, you know, the Indians, it went ballistic. But now when a dark skinned person went by, so is that right? Was this dog prejudice?
I just want to know. I have no idea how that dog, why she's like.
Well, I wasn't going to say nothing while I was there because I didn't want to be attacked by the prejudice people. Oh, you put the prejudice
every
dog on me?
Every single time certain people walk by.
Absolutely.
She would go crazy. And
what kind of people walk by?
It was lighter colored people or white.
Totally.
And it was some man kept walking by. He had the little turban on his head. Every time she saw him, she just went crazy.
Well,
and she's about this big.
Now, if we do a psychological test,
they might find it.
And found out that this dog is prejudiced, then who trained this dog?
My sister's dog.
Okay. My case is closed. She wouldn't get hired for the job.
But my sister have white friends.
You sound like that people.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Hey, we was raised. Our church was predominantly white, though. Seriously.
And so
we raised around them.
And you know what? They came back and they said, you know, when you talk like that, and we laughing and joking, but that brings back to mind what they call reverse discrimination, you know, because... You know, and I have a problem with that, too, because black people could talk about white people on comedians.
Yep.
But when the white people talked about black people, even though they were telling the truth that it was comedy, there was a problem.
Always.
So I got a problem with that because I love, I don't even remember his name, but the white guy that was married to the black lady. I hate she divorced. They seem to be the perfect couple. He was a comedian. I can't think of his name. Anybody out there know who I'm talking about? He's a comedian. He always talked. He's married to the black lady for many years. And
not with
the
red
sandy
hair.
No, I don't think he had red sandy hair. Nice looking guy. It's coming to my name. Gary Oldman.
Oh,
he had red hair?
It was a little brownish red hair.
He ain't a bad looking dude. But anyway, I don't think I would divorce him. He's finally making money. But anyway, so I thought it was pretty funny. I saw him live when he first came out many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to look at it, listen to him, because what he's saying is the truth. But at one time, people were having issues with him talking about black folks because, and then he had to say, well, I have a black wife and black children. And so I'm like, what's wrong with him talking about his family?
If this is a sensitive thing for black people, for what? It just is.
He never said the N-word.
Certain people, that's just how it is. Like you said, if white friend is with you, they say you can't say the N-word. But then some other people say, the other black people say it. So it's confusing. So nobody should say it anyway.
Which brings us, when we're talking about all of this audience, what this brings us is family. It's still family matters. We all are family.
That's right.
Which is the topic of our discussion. And in the city government, we're family. Even at home, we're family. And what I can't, and Tamara's saying he's a celebrity.
He's a celebrity.
Okay. So you're right. He's a celebrity. But, you know, it's still about being able to be comedic with some things, lighten up, have empathy and sympathy for each other. And let me tell you a prime example that really ate me to my bones because it was personal. My daughter, you know, she was ill and she was unable, and I didn't know this, she was unable to call in. And she normally calls me every morning, and I happen to try to do a wellness check or whatever and find out that her phone, she had been charging and she wasn't able to call in. She had her one of her moments. And so when I finally got to her, I just said, did you call in at your job? She said, Ma, I don't remember. She was in so much pain. So I text her boss to let her know, you know, what was going on. Her mother,
mm-hmm.
she's, you know, taking her to the hospital. She's sick and all. And you know what he said back? I can't even repeat everything. But he said, I said, please pray for her and the family as well that everything is okay. I said, I don't think it's COVID related, but I will keep you posted. This man, now this is where I really want to say the real word, but this man had the nerve to text me back and say, yes, I hope she is well, but you need to let her know that she's supposed to follow the protocol and call in. Dude. Oh, if I could get away with it. Right upside the head.
Okay.
Did I sound like that lady say, okay. I can't do that.
I can't do that.
And so I texted him back and I said, she is sick with big letters and an exclamation. And I said, going forward, I will reach out to her HR person who will keep you posted because me and you can't discuss nothing else.
And see, it's no,
I had to pull myself back because that was personal. But if that had been outside, like just my regular member, I'd have dove off into his behind. No empathy. Leaders, you have no empathy and no sympathy for these employees. Yes, we got a 1 or 2% that
take advantage.
But you got, at any point when somebody is telling you somebody is sick, how are you still going to try to chastise somebody?
And I can
I'm waiting on him to send some papers. I can understand.
Like, we have certain employees that all the time, this is their MO all the time. And so it sounds, we can pretty much, when the phone rings, we know who's calling. That's how some of our employees are, right? So I don't believe Shawanda is like that, but some of ours are like that. But you still, once you get that phone call and they tell you something's going on, hey, okay, well, feel better. Make sure if they're on a PIP or whatever, have your doctor's note, blah, 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 whatever it is. But I'm not asking you what's wrong with you. I'm asking if it's COVID-related to make sure that, you know, you get your test. You need to go ahead and get tested for COVID or whatnot. But anything else on that. So they're going to have to be, maybe it just depends on why they're like, I don't know. We're not like that. I'm not like that. But I've heard some that will sound like that.
Well, all I'm saying out there to you guys listening, listen, you all have to show, you all meaning managers,
supervisors,
leaders, supervisors, co-workers,
captain,
major, don't get me started with that major V, but majors, all of these people, show some empathy and sympathy for people because you don't know when you will see them again. You don't know. And I don't want that on my conscience for the rest of my life here on earth, that I said something bad, did something bad, didn't help, didn't assist, and that person wasn't with me that next day. I could not live with myself. And I don't see how so many people can do it. And the ones that can do it are demons. You're evil. Evil. I'm just saying.
Are you? You having a good time?
I'm having a good time.
A really good time.
Because this has been on my mind for the past month, and we are lightening up a little bit with the COVID and all, but it's still there. COVID is still there. People are still catching it. People are, regardless of the vaccine. Speaking of vaccine, Johnson & Johnson. Oh my God!
Yeah, don't take it.
Case closed. I told you how many podcasts ago I told y'all I was leery about that vaccine.
Not the Johnson & Johnson, no, Jesus. You were just saying the vaccine, period. The Johnson & Johnson one is, it's that one they're telling you no need to take it. So that's fine.
Well,
the rest of them, they haven't
off. It's in the news that they said leave it alone.
People are getting it.
And even some of the blood clots, and even some of the vaccine that people may not even know, Pfizer or Moderna, they're also telling women that if you have a mammogram coming up, wait before you either do the shot or wait before you take the mammogram,
really?
Because it's showing up some irregular stuff in your breast, okay, for when you take your mammogram. So
I got the Pfizer too, Tamara.
Oh, well.
And I was fine. I didn't have any problems. Did you have any problems with your Pfizer, Tamara? Because I didn't have any.
That's because y'all dark skin.
Is Tamara dark skin?
Yes.
See how she do with Tamara? And you've been doing so well talking to her on the show, and this is what she do? Dark skin? This is what I have to do with every day.
And nobody wants to be accountable. And Angie, you are right. Nobody wants to be accountable. And because when you're home, see, I'm a face-to-face person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just getting used to this Zooming, you know, and these Teams, because I don't want to see that circle.
She said she light-skinned.
Tamara's not light-skinned. I know who you are. See, you're lying.
She likes me. She might be Carmel.
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 Okay. So I'm saying to you guys, if you're a leader out there listening, if you are a supervisor out there listening, before you be reactive, be proactive and have empathy and sympathy to your employees and to your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're going through.
You don't
have a clue. We have been just so blessed. Let me say that again, people. We have been blessed in this city of Atlanta that we have not had some craziness going on in this city. And I mean craziness. We have had some isolated incidents that are horrible. But we have not had the craziness that other people have had. And I wish that it would continue to be that way. So to be that way, we got to be mindful of other people feeling. You don't know what that person is going through at home.
You do not. And going back to that for the EAP services, you know, these people, you don't know. We have a lot of employees that are dealing with mental health issues. A whole lot of employees that we don't even know. Some we know, some we don't know. And if you coming off to them or you say something the wrong way, I had witnessed a couple of things. And if I was that employee and someone spoke to me that way and something's going on, you just don't know where you're going to take that employee. They might come back with a weapon.
Yeah.
With a weapon. Or you just don't know what you can invoke in that person by yelling at them, treating them, or talking to them any kind of way. You just don't know.
Yeah, and you said stop abusing your power.
Gina.
Yes.
That's for Gina.
True statement. Speaking of, let me get to something. Another topic real quick, so we got to move on, because we need to come back to this again in another podcast, because this is a deal.
We can
talk about this.
We do.
So the fire trucks in the city of Atlanta word that the fire trucks are always down.
In the city council meeting a couple of
years ago. Yeah, that Mr. Hill. So I'm Councilman Hill. Me and him going to have a conversation, because, well, number one, what I'm not going to support, the union is not going to support any thoughts or any thinking of outsourcing to a vendor. I don't know who the vendor is that may be trying to, if you buy enough parts from us and you promise us that you're going to give us this, we can staff mechanics in there and be right on the spot just in time and do that.
Yeah, right? That's going to be getting rid of it.
Absolutely. But first of all, you don't go and try to borrow. That's unethical and illegal. Because what vendor, you know, that's against the city pros and cons. So I don't know the truth in that, but I would not stand around and let you try to outsource those mechanics. Those mechanics that's over there right now, it's not their fault that the vendor, the way that the city operates with vendors, it's not their fault they can't get these parts. It's just bottom line, not their fault. Now, I did reach out to the management over there, Fleet, and they said that they did some rearranging of management. Kudos to them. They found, they listened, they took suggestions, and that they're saying the people that they got in place now are very experts in what they're doing, and things are going to turn around very quickly. And, you know, the DPW had a big disruption in their leadership. I don't know whose call it was, but they came through and ripped that whole top level of leadership out at one time. Never seen that done in history in the city of Atlanta. So whoever's idea that was, kudos to you, because it was needed a long time ago. They still got, they cut the heads off the snake, but they still got some tails wiggling around up
we need to
find where them tails is wiggling and get that on out the door. But they're making some transitioning with this new leadership we got. I met with them, and so far, so good. I love it. I love it. It's been a long time coming. So listen, to the people out there with the citizens on these fire trucks, let me tell you something. It is not the city employees' error. It is not the city's fault. We got to stop these vendors who feel that they've been getting over on the city for many, many years, for a long time. And as Ms. Moore, I have to give her credit about being transparent with that open checkbook to see who we paying and who's doing what.
Exactly.
Once you stop putting that eyeball, I call it the third eye. See, here the third eye. I got a third eye. When you look at that third eye, that's what somebody told me, one of those palm readers said, I got a third eye. So that's when you see me talk about third eye, that's it right here. So when I see with my third eye that vendors are trying to monopolize where we got a one vendor that we have to buy apparatuses for the fire trucks, they hold on, the distributor that's local has to go through them. What kind of mess is that? And so now they're upset, and so they'll hold on to these invoices, send the invoice like we already bought the stuff and don't even have the parts yet, because they're upset because they found out we sent a quote directly to a vendor. So they can hold, they monopolize the stuff. So once we go back and redo and look at council and procurement and all the processes, there are local vendors right here. And the main thing is we need to look at purchasing new fire trucks that don't need to use certain products. That's what you need to do.
That's really the bottom. Because they're always out.
New fire trucks that don't need these old, whatever it is, parts and apparatuses, that we got to go through these certain vendors where we can use the local vendors and go from different contracts. Don't tell me something. Just ask me. I'll wait. Thank God for everything. I don't know a lot, but it's called common sense. Didn't we talk about common sense?
Yeah, but
leadership?
Common sense ain't common to everybody.
Third eye got common sense. So, yeah. So and it goes with anything. So my suggestion would be let Fleet take back over. Fleet, first of all, in my opinion, needs to be a separate entity.
Really?
It needs to be its own department. It used to be called Motor Transport.
So now it's up under?
It's under Public Works.
Okay.
Public Safety. But or if we stay under Public Works, what we need to do is it need to be in-house on, you need to get Fleet's approval when before they purchase
it.
Tell us what you need, and then we have a team that go and vet and see. Like that milling machine, I ain't going to say who bought that. Mm-hmm. Like the milling machine to dig up the streets. Somebody went to one of them, what you call them shows, the new tool shows that you sit down making and bought this $300,000 or $550,000 milling machine and found out it was too big for the streets. Now, who does that? That's a person that went down there, real innovative, love the idea of what it can do. It's computerized. I mean, great, but it wasn't for the city of Atlanta. We don't have streets big enough for that. Every time the street, the milling machine hit the curb because the street was, the machine went offline.
So you need a middle
person. And then guess what? Nobody knew how to put it back online, so it was more money to call a vendor to come out to fix it because they wouldn't train our people. You see what I'm saying? Common sense.
That's right.
Just common sense. It says that. Let's see what they got. Andrew's statement, please make a billboard about that. Stop abusing your power. Ooh, okay. She wants a billboard out that says stop abusing the power. And Angie's giving me eyes and that power.
Your third eye.
The third eye.
Third eye.
That is so cool. I think about that, and thanks for that suggestion. They're saying, the chat room is saying that we need to get a billboard that with the three eyes that says stop abusing your power. The third eye is watching you.
That's what it makes me think about.
I got something to share with you guys, and I want to share this to you because I did not know. And see what I'm saying? Didn't want to share it with the light-skinned woman.
It
everybody
was, no,
knew.
I was not.
All the time.
I did
how many times have we been How many times have we been on this podcast and we just started live with YouTube a couple of weeks ago? How many times? Look at this. You guys see this? And the ones that can't see this listening, it is called Beautiful Music by E.M. Walton. Guess who E.M. Walton is? Our favorite co-host, Ebony Walton. She wrote a book.
It's been a long time.
She wrote a book.
It was a long time ago. It was right when I started working for the city.
Well, I'm going to read this book, and I'm going to give my views on this next week, and I'm going to let you know if it's good enough to purchase. I ain't trying to sell it, and I know this is my copy. But, you know, shout out to you. Kudos to you that you have that kind of talent. I always wanted to write a book about my life and make it, you know, I got some interesting stuff in my life.
My ex-husband
going on.
And I actually, he helped
really
me
nice.
Out like that. We did. We wrote that.
And book. Look at, if you can see, look at her picture.
That was the younger me.
Ooh, that she don't look like it now. But anyway.
Oh, really?
But it is nice. So kudos to you. Let's see what the chat room is saying. Okay. Problem. People not doing the job made the decision for purchases. You are right, Mr. Martin. Solution involves employees with purchasing decisions. That's right. The people that actually do the job should be vetted at that table, and they're not. We asked DPW employees their opinions on new gloves and glasses and took the results to leadership for purchasing. Leadership gets the power they want, and employees are heard. That's what I'm talking about. Kudos. Thank you for that response, Mr. Martin. And that's what we're looking at that we want. To, like when the police need new vehicles. I told them when the police first bought them little raggedy cars in, and them were a little Ford Escort.
That's
when I went to the show and they fed us some lunch, everybody went down there, enjoyed the lunch and stuff, and I looked at, they had the little cab, the emptiness of it, and as soon as I looked at it, now who am I? I'm not a police officer, but I got common sense with the third eye. Because I see everything. And I looked in there, I said, well, when they put the computers in there and all of that, and then people get in with their holsters and their vests, and then you got some folks like me, a little thick, and get in there, what kind of room they going to have? And they going to be trying to get out the car like this.
They don't. And let me tell you, they hit their emergency button on their radios every single time. And it just be, and you hear them, ouch, but that ain't what they
but
say.
The perp,
but
right.
they get into this little tight car with all of this equipment on,
and
the emergency button go off.
I told them folks about it. I did an investigation about it. We was even on the news about it. And I said they did not have the right people at that table to bet what kind of new vehicles. But the accountability lady that I found out later, somebody lacked accountability because at that time, before Ford said they would stop manufacturing an old Crown Victorias, but they said to the city, if you want to purchase some, give me how many you need by this deadline. It never happened. So at the time, when they missed the deadline, they had no choice but to go to the Ford Focus with the Volkswagen engine.
Really?
That's what I call it, the Volkswagen engine. Now, listen. Let me give some disclaimer here. Not knocking our fellow police officers, because you all are doing the best that you can with what you have. And I also want to tell you that I love my fellow police officers, the ones that are right, the ones that's not racist, the ones that are not prejudiced, and the ones that's here to protect and serve us as citizens, the ones that are truly still will help get a kitten out of the tree. Or is that the firefighters?
Nobody does.
They don't do that no more? Well, that's where the problem comes, because they don't do that no
cats
more.
Cats going to get hungry. They're going to come down. That's what's going to happen.
Or maybe it's the dog. Well, which one gets stuck in the tree?
The cat. Other?
Okay, the cat. So they
that's
come down.
Television.
Now. Oh, well.
That's not real life.
Well, I grew up on television, but anyway.
It's not going
to happen. So, I know this. This might be not too funny to you guys, but I saw this on TikTok. My kids told me about TikTok. So I'm watching TikTok or something. Anyway, y'all might have seen this. Where the police officer was in the car, and the police officer had his gear on, and he was saying, you guys, might have been you too. He said, you tell me, where should I go after this person or not? He said, he pulled a car over, and it was a female in the car, and she was speeding, and he pulled over and asked her for her license and everything, and then when she was getting, he said, ma'am, what's your name? And she said, Frida. And he said, Frida? She said, yeah. She said, what's your name? She said, to go. He said, to go. That's what he said. That's how he said it in the thing. And she
said, he said, she, and she repeated it. He said, oh, free to go? Free to go? And she took off.
Because she said she, he said she was free to go. I thought it was funny.
We're going to let Gina have that one.
So he threw the tablet in the back and just said, should I go after her? I said, no, because you told her she was free to go. You fell for that.
Oh,
that was a not joke. Oh, that wasn't funny? I bet you everybody laughed at your joke.
No, I don't tell jokes.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyway.
But no. They know. They with the police, I mean, with the cat and all of that. Remember a couple of years ago we had where they was made the news, the Atlanta Police Department or Fire Department made the news because we did not send for a pig in the, somebody's pig got stuck in the drain or something. But it was her pet pig. Some people have pet pigs. I have a supervisor. She has a pet pig. They have a pet pig. Her name.
Well, you got pet chickens, so what's so strange about
it? That's not my pet. I use them for food.
That's even worse.
I don't.
You kill a chicken. Do you kill a chicken?
No, we just use them for the eggs. I'm saying, you know. But what I'm saying is I don't go back there playing with them and petting them.
The eggs of the chicken.
Oh, my gosh. Either way. They don't go for the cat stuck in the tree. But sometimes, because our mayors and whatever, we be on the news, so to stay out of the news, they do certain things. But a cat, when he's hungry,
I'm still looking at
he's going to get down.
Okay, so, all right, I was trying to give kudos to the fire department, but since, or the police department. But anyway, men in blue, men in green, men in red, men in sanitation, men and women, all of you guys out there working for the city of Atlanta, kudos to all of you. Special shout out, as I said earlier in the podcast, to Melissa Jordan, Joshua Williams, Benita Clemens, and myself for the quick response to the DPW safety incident. Oh,
what
that
incident?
Wasn't me.
What
I wasn't
incident?
On that incident.
What incident was this?
When the guy got let you kill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on a serious note, shout out to that team. Y'all did a wonderful job. I was privy to have the meeting with you guys on how we're moving forward to training the city employees on what to do with the electrocution or when you run into that situation if you hit a tree and a power line fall down and what do you do. Some of that stuff I did not know. And so I can't wait till they roll that out to everybody. You'd be surprised at what could happen and if you didn't know what to do, what could happen to you. So, again, shout out to Melissa Jordan, Joshua Williams, and Benita Clemens for your quick response with Benjamin Martin on the DPW safety incident. Thank you. So we're about to wind up. We got a few more minutes. Like I said, we're going to talk about next week. We're going to get back to the racism, prejudiceness. Because of the fact people have been chatting in and calling in and saying, you know, they'd like to hear more of the talk on that because of what's going on out there with the policing and all of this. And I'm going to give Mr. Bozeman a call and tell him, look, when you're talking about the union, make sure you're giving us in a positive light. You know, we don't have control.
But, you know, people see the union in the next.
Oh, and I heard that the lady that shot the man, she was the president of the union. Now, that was a bummer.
You shouldn't have said that at the end of the show. That should have been the top of the show.
Yeah, she was
really?
The president of the union. So that's what triggered him to say what he said because
maybe,
of her lying
maybe.
To protect whatever it was going on. But see, right then
that's
and there, part of our code with the union, because, you know, we're part of the union that's with NAVE,
yes.
With the police, but part of our code in the we do not do stuff like that. We do not protect you and lie to you. You will get, you know for yourself how
exactly.
many times I put people out of this union.
Exactly. I wonder if maybe, I don't know. I don't know what the situation was. No one knows where she, you know, what her mind frame was. We don't know. I don't know. We can't say until the whole video comes out until she's actually accused or not accused. I don't know, but I feel sorry for both parties on that one. That's just horrible. And it just
it really
puts the union in the bad light. And again, the police department.
It don't put race
in
no bad light.
Well,
you know
Pace.
I'm going to call
not
you
us.
Out.
No, not Pace.
Because if I catch you in a lie, I'm going to tell you in a minute. I'm going to call payroll and say, look. Deduct, stop these dudes immediately. Because what I'm not going to have is for you to lie to me, and I'm trying to represent you in the best light according to the policies and procedures, and you try to make me look like a fool and ruin my relationship that I have built over these years where I can help the real people.
So I'm just going to stop. But at this point, let's just send prayers and shout outs and prayers and spiritual well-beings to all parties involved, to that family of that young man that got killed. We don't know the truth. We don't never will know the truth. Only the Lord up above knows what's going on in the hearts of these people that are evil. But I can tell you right now, this third eye is watching you. I'm watching you. Stop being evil, demon. Treat these people like they got some respect about yourself. Did I just have one of those? The people that can't see me.
Lord have mercy.
You can't see me. I'm sorry. I just went there. I should have been watching that movie.
She's hilarious all the time.
No, I'm not.
By herself.
No.
Yes.
I do talk to myself. And then I say, selfie, huh? And I answer. When you're isolated, you have no choice but to talk to yourself. You're going to go crazy. That reminds me of that movie where that guy was on the beach with that ball, Tom Hanks. You know, I was a little upset when I went to the movie because I thought it was going to be more than that. Spend all my money, sit there all day while he's talking to a ball.
Another good movie to watch.
What?
Unhinged. Have you seen that?
That
Unhinged.
That sounds
with
scary.
Russell Crowe. It's not scary at all. It's really.
When you snap. I think I see it now.
COVID, you got all this
stuff. That's what I'm trying
to tell
you.
This can happen. That's something that just kind of be aware of your surroundings and just how you treating people. That Unhinged was good. That was a good one.
So what you guys learned for our podcast this week, we talked about the song of the week is Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's all about love. You get a chance to listen to that. We can't play it because we don't have the rights. We shout out to the Dispatchers Week, Highland Bristo. On 701 Highland Avenue, when you get a chance, go by and holler at them. Good food, reasonable price. Shout out to the subcommittee training group that's led by Ben Martin for some of the stuff that he shared with me. Can't share with you right now because it's got to get vetted by administration to roll out, but it's some great, great training information. Shout out to them. Also, the prayer watch that we want to keep Elsie and her son Evan and Shawanda Wilson in prayer that they'll heal and be good. Also, the gossip, we talked about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. People, it's your personal choice. Don't get discouraged if people want to try to make you take a vaccine or you don't want to take it. It's still your personal medical choice if you want to take it or not, but stay away from Johnson & Johnson because that's being proven not. They stopped that. You know, I'm not taking it right now. I'm just going to wait a while and see if anything else like the
folks. Why does it feel like we're doing church announcements?
Okay. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we need to get somebody in church
announcements.
And then Ebony's book, of course, I'm going to read and let you know, give you some highlights on how it was and what it was about to see where Ebony's head was at this time. When did you write this
2011.
Book?
2011. Ooh. I just got
divorced. Okay. Well, let's see where that goes. And the fire trucks, you guys, we're doing the best we can. Fleet have made a major change. They're going to get that straightened out. So just be patient. Tell the citizens to be patient. We're going to discuss about family matters again next week. Racism against prejudice, what the terms are. I'll be ready to come together and talk about it on the chat line when we come back next week. Stay masked up and social distance. And remember, the third eye watching you. Radio Connection with Paces out. We had a good time.
We did. We had a really, really good time, Gina. Next week, we'll see you guys next week at 1 to 2, and hopefully by then, I think we have some couple of meetings.
Somebody said the third eye union. Mic drop. Gina out.
I'm done.
Take care, y'all.
Have a good one, y'all. See you later.